Masechet Menachot, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Chet. Here we'll talk about a person who swore to bring a specific type of an animal as a korban, but did not specify the value of the animal. We'll talk about what the minimum of the worth of the animal has to be, along with the nesachim, the flour, oil, and wine that are brought together with the korban. Mishnah says, Hare alai shod, if somebody says, I am accepting upon myself to bring an ox as a korban, yavihu unsachav bimane. He has to bring between the ox and the nesachim together a minimum of a worth of a mane. A mane is 20 selaim. That'll become important to remember in the continuation, which a sela is worth 4 dinarim. So a mane is 100 dinarim. Mane is 100 dinarim. Egel, yavihu unsachav behamesh. If somebody vows to bring a kef, he has to bring a kef, which it and the nesachim together are worth 5 selaim. That's 20 dinar. So for reference, he had to bring one. 100 dinar was the earlier case of the shor. Here, it's 20 dinar, the case of the egel. Ayil, yavihu unsachav bishtayim. He has to bring, if he accepts upon himself to bring a ram, he has to bring between the ram and the nesachim together worth 2 selaim, which is 8 dinar. So 100, 20, and now 8. Keves, yavihu unsachav besela. If he swears to bring a lamb, he has to bring a lamb that with its nesachim is together worth 1 selah, which is 4 dinari. Now we'll talk about a case where he specified the value of the animal. Shor bemane, yavi bemane chutz minesachav. If he makes a swear to bring an ox worth a mane, he has to bring an ox worth a mane besides for the value of the nesachim. He specifies that the ox is going to be worth a mane, so he can't include the nesachim in that value. Egel behamesh, yavi behamesh chutz minesachav. If he swears to bring a calf worth 5 selaim, he has to bring a calf worth 5 selaim besides for the value of the nesachim. Ayil b'shtayim, yavi b'shtayim, chutz b'nesachav. If he swears to bring a ram worth 2 selaim, he has to bring a ram worth 2 selaim besides for the value of the nesachim. Keves b'sela, yavi b'sela, chutz b'nesachav. If he swears to bring a lamb worth a selah, he has to bring a lamb worth a selah besides for the nesachim. Short bemane, vehevi shenayim bemane, lo yatzav. Somebody declares that he's going to bring an ox worth a mane, but he brought two ox that were worth each one individually less than a mane, but together worth a mane, lo yatzav. He didn't fulfill his obligation since he pledged to bring an ox worth a mane. Afilu ze bemane haser dinar, veze bemane haser dinar. Even if this case was an ox worth a mane, which is 100 minus 1 dinar. So it was worth 99 dinar. And the other one was worth as well 99 dinar. Even though the combination of both of them is much more than a mane, it ends up being 198 dinar, which is a very high number, much more than the 100 that he declared. He did not fulfill his vow because he made a swear to bring an ox that was worth a mane on its own, and therefore he still has to bring an ox that's valued at a mane. One point about the earlier part of the Mishnah where we said that if he makes a swear to bring a shor, an ox has to bring one that's worth at least 100, an egel 20, an ayil at 8 dinar, a keves at 4 dinar minimum. All of this is halacha l'Moshe Mishinai. We have a tradition about it, oral law passed down through the generations. Shahor behevi lavan, lavan behevi shahor. If he declared that he was going to bring a black ox, but he brought a white ox, or if he declared that he was going to bring a white ox and he brought a black ox, gadol behevi katan, or he swore that he was going to bring a large ox, but he brought a small ox. In all of these cases, lo yatza, he did not fulfill his obligation because he did not bring what he said he was going to bring. If you say something specifically, there's an effect that it has. It has an effect on the quality. So therefore, you have to bring exactly what you brought. Katan v'hevi gadol yatza. But if he swore to bring a small ox and he brought a large ox, he fulfilled his obligation. By bringing a large ox, he did beyond the minimum requirement. When he said he was going to bring a small one, he didn't mean specifically a small one. He meant at least a small one. And when he brought a bigger one, he went beyond what he had to do, and therefore he fulfilled his swear. To be omer lo yatza. To be says no. He did not fulfill his obligation. He swore to bring a specific offering, which was a small ox, and he brought a large one, so he didn't follow his word. And even though it's better, it doesn't matter. You have to be specific with your words that you swore about, and therefore, if you don't bring that exact one, you did not fulfill your obligation.